Standard Bank has come under fire from some quarters as it sticks to its stance on not removing board members with links to fossil fuel companies. At the group's annual AGM today, members alleged to be climate change conflicted were reappointed to the board. And joining me now with more on where this takes their fight is Tracy Davies, who's Executive Director of Just Share, a non-profit shareholder activist organization. Thanks so much, Tracy, for your time this evening. So we caught up with Standard Bank's Sim Shabalala earlier this week, who suggested that having qualified directors on a board that adhere to King IV regulations are more than adequate at buffering against any conflict risk and bias towards specific agendas. At the company AGM, he reaffirmed not only that, but also the group's commitment to environmental sustainability. Where are you on the kind of response that Standard Bank has come to the market with?
Hi, Alicia. Thank you. I think the key thing is to say that it's not enough just to say that Standard Bank adheres to certain rules or that its policies deal with certain issues when it's quite clear, first of all, so for example, let's take the conflict issue. It's all very well saying that conflicts of interest are governed by the Companies Act and that we adhere to those rules at all times. I mean, how do we know that? Why should we just take it on faith that is the case? I think what's really become clear during the course of this campaign is that this is such an unusual situation in South Africa that people are not really understanding what we're saying. We're not impugning the integrity or competence of any of these directors. They are clearly all extremely successful, competent people. That is a completely different issue to conflict of interest. Anybody can have a conflict of interest. It doesn't mean that you are doing anything wrong or bad. It just means that you need to manage it. And unfortunately, Standard Bank's responses have been limited, even today in the AGM, to saying all our board members are people of the highest integrity and we have full confidence in their ability to exercise independent judgment. I'm sorry, but that does not answer the question.
Yeah. Having said all of that, Tracy, and I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment here, we are looking at 7 of Standard Bank's 18 board members with close ties to the fossil fuel industry. Of those, 5 are up or have been re-elected. Surely the others provide enough of a counterforce here, on that conflict?
One would hope so. But even so, if there is a conflict, the rule in terms of the Companies Act is that you should recuse yourself from meetings where that conflict comes up. And Standard Bank's company secretary said very clearly today in the meeting that directors don't have a conflict just because they sit on the board of Sasol. We would disagree with that position. On the other hand, again, it is possible, and I understand that there were lots of shareholders up for re-election with ties to fossil fuel companies. Also understand that it's an incredibly uncomfortable space for institutional investors to be thinking about voting against directors. But this is a serious issue. This is an issue that affects the future of the entire planet. And it's not good enough just to say, trust us, we'll deal with it in the best way possible.
Yeah. Have you had instances or has there been instances where, it's really raised your eyebrow in terms of the kind of decisions that have been made as far as lending practice to this industry is concerned?
Well, of course, that's why we made this call, precisely because of those red flags. It wasn't simply that we looked at Standard Bank's board and said, there are a whole bunch of fossil fuel type directors here, they must be conflicted. We looked at the board after Standard Bank had provided a reason for refusing to table a resolution that was identical to the one that Sasol has provided. We looked at it after Standard Bank's involvement in massive oil and gas financing across Africa was revealed and has been becoming more and more in the public eye more recently. So, these are not the decisions that are made by a bank that is truly committed to the Paris Agreement. And it is absolutely reasonable to ask whether the involvement of those directors with the company does not have an influence on the strategic direction of Standard Bank.
Yeah. A Standard Bank in response says that the measures proposed in the climate change resolutions that have come to the fore were impractical and could hurt its business. What's your response to that, Tracy?
A kind of flabbergasted, to be honest, because the only thing the resolutions asked for was transparency and disclosure. So if disclosure is going to hurt your business, then that should raise a very big red flag for shareholders. Not a single climate change resolution tabled in this country has asked for anything other than disclosure. We're not demanding that Standard Bank must end financing to fossil fuels or even that it must set a date for ending financing to fossil fuels. The only thing we're asking for is, please, can you give shareholders complete and accurate information about your exposure to fossil fuels?
Yeah.
I honestly don't understand why that is impractical or why that could possibly hurt Standard Bank's business.
Should the focus not be on the kind of policies that need to be in place when it comes to lending to coal-fired power projects and to coal mining operations, policy that actually ensures that the operations effectively assess and manage the climate risks involved?
Well, so that's what our resolution asked for last year, was for the bank to disclose a policy, adopt and disclose a policy on lending to coal. You'll see as a result of that resolution passing that they have done that. They have adopted a policy on lending to coal. It sets out the parameters within which they will lend to coal, but it doesn't limit coal financing in any way. Shareholders didn't dictate what the policy should be. They just said, we want a policy. And again, I would emphasize, because Standard Bank is making putting huge emphasis on the fact that the people who are filing these resolutions are very, very small shareholders in the bank and shouldn't be able to dictate policy or strategy. These resolutions get put to shareholders as a whole. The entire shareholder body gets to vote on them, not just the people who table them. So at the end of the day, the idea that we are somehow trying to direct the strategy or policy of the company simply by asking shareholders to vote on more disclosure just doesn't make sense.
Okay. Separately, aside from that, Tracy, being underlined quite emphatically is that 86% of the group's total underwriting of energy transactions since 2012 has been in the green energy space. How much of a signal for you is that of a shift that is happening as time passes and an evolution of sorts?
Well, you see, this is precisely why we're asking for better disclosure, because that 86% figure refers to lending to power projects. It doesn't reflect Standard Bank's lending to the sector, the fossil fuel sector as a whole, or to the renewable energy percentage of its energy lending. For example, over the past 12 years, Standard Bank has lent $2.8 billion to the renewable energy sector. Over the past 2 years, it has been involved in consortia which have lent or will lend over $20 billion to liquid natural gas projects. It is also in line to fund the East Africa crude oil pipeline, and that is also at least $2 or $3 billion worth of lending. So the 86% figure that Standard Bank keeps repeating is not the full picture. And that is precisely the problem.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Tracy, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Executive Director of Just Share, Tracy Davies.